Ladies and gentlemen and non-binary folks, welcome to the first annual Lasso Cast Ted Lasso Fantasy Draft. Four teams, seven players each, one season, three losers, one champion. It all starts today. Each team manager, Kenny, Cy, a mystery guest, and myself will reveal our team names at the end of the draft. Now, this is a serpentine draft. Kenny, do you know what that means?
No.
Draft order will go in the opposite direction each round. So if you picked last in the first round, you would pick first in the second round, and it would flip back and forth to make it more fair. And, you know, I'll keep track of who's going, who's supposed to go, so we don't get lost on that. I'm going to turn things over to my co-host and competitor, Cy. Can you please give the listeners a rundown of how we will keep track of the points throughout the season?
Certainly. Okay, listeners. So we've got quite a scorecard going. We've selected some potential actions that we think might happen this season, and we've attached points to each of these items. Look in the show notes, because I can also post a template if you would like to play along as well. I'm going to quickly read off some of these actions so that you're aware. Kissing or hanky-panky, we think that could happen. That's 2 points if one of our, quote, players has kissing or hanky-panky. Scoring a goal, that's 3 points. Having a line in the episode, so not just being there, they must speak, that's 1 point. Getting a promotion or new job, that's 6 points, because that's an exciting, you know, part of life. Crying, we love emotions, so that's 4 points. Being shirtless, that could be male or female, anyone shirtless, 2 points. Drinking beer, 2 points. Hugging, always nice, 4 points. Watching the game from the TV, that's 5 points. So that's not being in the stadium, that's at a bar, at your home, something like that. Well, not your home, a character's home. That's 5 points. Holding the door open for someone, another kind thing to do, that's 4 points. Having a breakup, not fun, so you need to pick me up, so that character will get 4 points. And then saying wanker is an anomaly. This, we will subtract 1 point for the character who does that. So this is not instances, is that correct, John? We're just doing, if this happens in an episode, any of these things, you just get the points. Yeah,
I think maybe except for wanker, that's like -1 for each time wanker is said.
Sure, I'll make a note.
Is everybody clear and okay with this point system?
I am so clear, although I would love to add like bonus points
for what? What you got?
If we pick a character and then at some point during the season they appear on LassoCast, that's just an extra 10 points.
Wow. I'm down with that. I love that. It's very ambitious. I like it.
It's ambitious.
Do we get points for past guests?
Ooh.
No. No.
They have to be on again?
They do have to be on again.
A second appearance. Okay. No.
Okay. Noted. All right. So 10 bonus points if we draft somebody who is going to be on the podcast.
Okay. We're going, or if we put in the legwork and we are able to procure them during That's the true. Season of which Ted Lasso is airing on Apple TV.
Okay.
Extra 10 points.
Gotcha.
Cool.
I have all of our names plugged into an unbiased randomizer called random.org. This will generate our draft order.
Sounds pretty liberal, Johnny.
But before we find out what order we'll be drafting in, let's meet our mystery guest, the fourth team, and chat with him for a minute.
Yeah, so today's special guest is a high school chum of mine who married, you know, one of my oldest childhood friends. He's a father of two. He does PR for Florida Citrus Sports, and he's just a really great guy. So let's welcome my dear friend Sam Gardner.
Woo! Boy, quite the billing. I feel like I've got a lot to live up to.
Welcome, welcome, Sam.
I'm so glad you're here.
Boy, I have been looking forward to this. You don't know how long since it's been on my calendar. So I'm glad we're finally doing this.
Yeah, we set this up, I feel like, a long time ago.
Yeah.
I know. I was coming in hot. I'm like, Sam, what are you doing in about 2.5 months from now?
Well, when you got two kids, you got to plan like that anyway. So
it's true.
Although what's funny is I had with those two children, I had a pretty long night last night. And my wife, Rachel, this morning was like, oh, why don't you just tell them, like, you can't do it today? And I was like, well, I'm absolutely not doing that. I'm just going to fall asleep during this podcast recording before I tell them I can't do it. So if I nod off, that's what happened. But I think I can make it.
Okay.
No problem, man. I'm like half asleep every time. No worries. I mean that in a loving way. These are late nights.
Especially when Kenny gets off on one of his rambles.
Look, don't even get me started. God.
So, Sam, you like the Ted Lasso, yeah?
You know, I do. I actually really loved it. It's probably my favorite new show I've watched, say, since COVID started, if we want to put that sort of framing on it. Most people have had like tons of time for TV and movies, which means I've had a little bit of time. And this is one of the few things I've watched all the way through, which is kind of like my standard for things. Like if I can't get into it enough in the first couple episodes, like,
I gotta
jump because I don't have time to dedicate to shows that I'm not going to watch or not going to enjoy all the way. So with this one, it was like it took, I don't know, 10 seconds of the first episode, it felt like, and I was already hooked. So it was this one was an easy one to see through.
Was it Scott Van Pelt? You were like, oh, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, that probably had something to do with it. Yeah, you get a little Scott Van Pelt action is always a good way to kick anything off, I think.
Yeah.
Sam, were you an early adopter? When did you start watching?
I was not. I'm trying to remember exactly when it was. It hadn't been out that long, but long enough that other people had been like, hey, you got to start watching this. And then I finally said, okay, I'll do it. Jeez. Then I did. And I was like, what was I waiting for? So it's.
But it's a common answer.
Laziness on my part.
Pre-award season buzz, though. You got in before all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm in like the trendsetter group still, I think, obviously. But yep. Yeah, I wasn't, you know, first in line on Black Friday, so to speak.
Neither were we, though. I think we came in, October?
Yeah.
November or something like that.
Yeah.
So
maybe second wave.
We don't judge anybody who comes on after the buzz either, you know?
Oh, sure. This is a come as you are situation.
Yeah. We're not gatekeepers.
No. We open the gate.
Yes. That's good because I was pretty nervous about that. Intimidated by all the expertise on this panel, and then you welcome me in, and it's like I'm just weighing down the whole team. So,
Johnny, if we could
carrying me,
if we could alter our Apple description where we are just the opposite of WTF, where Mark Maron locks the gates,
yeah,
we open the gates and say, get on in here.
Can you say it as Mark Maron?
Open the gates.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Who is Mark Maron?
WTF podcast.
I'm sure it's great.
Yeah.
Not familiar. Sorry.
Have you watched Glow?
Yes. Yeah,
he's in Glow. He's like the promoter dude.
Oh.
A mustached man.
Okay. All right.
Glow is another rare show that I actually watched all the way through. So that's the only reason I'm able to jump in with that.
Did you watch all the seasons?
Well, let's not go too far. I watched the first season.
So yeah, me too.
For me, I watched a season all the way through, which is an accomplishment in my book. But you know, so once we get past one, then it becomes a real struggle. But Ted, I'm gonna stick through.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sam, as a sportsman, how do you feel about the way that the sport of football/soccer is portrayed in Ted Lasso?
You know, I found it to be, I remember actually having this conversation with my wife at one point when we were watching that, like, that whatever consultants they used or hired seemed to be, as far as I could tell, making it a fairly authentic experience. Obviously, when things are fictionalized, it strays a little bit from what you might see in a typical, you know, dressing room. But I thought that, you know, the action looked believable. The interactions seemed authentic. I really did think that it was for a comedy and for something that's meant to be so lighthearted. There did seem to be a lot of attention to detail in terms of getting the soccer right.
Yeah. Agreed. It made me want to watch soccer. And we just got a new MLS team here in Austin, so I'm kind of stoked to start watching their games.
That's right. You guys did add a team this year.
Yeah. They're not playing Orlando in the regular season, though. I was kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, Orlando is they've been an interesting team to follow here because there was all this momentum and excitement. I don't know how it is in Austin, like in terms of like the build for the team. But with Orlando, yeah, their team had come up through the USL and there was all this like momentum for it. And yeah, you know, I work by day at the Camping World Stadium, or better known as the Citrus Bowl. And that's where Orlando City played their first two or three seasons of MLS. And I remember the first game of the first season being there as a reporter. You know, I was a sports reporter for forever, and I covered it, and there was 65,000 people at this game, and it was just like kind of like the payoff after years of, you know, growing excitement over finally having an MLS team. But then they like haven't made the playoffs since. It's been a whole thing, and the novelty's wearing off, but it's still the excitement's there, or was there, and kind of maintains.
They did start out like right out of the cannon with a pretty solid team. I don't know what happened. I haven't followed them as much over the last few years, but
I remember going to one of those games at the Citrus Bowl, and it was incredible. Like, I'd never really considered watching or getting into soccer that much, but the crowd was so fun. Like, I'd never seen anything like
it.
It was
fan
great.
Clubs and everything. Yeah. Yeah. It's similar in Austin right now. People are super pumped, but we'll see what happens. It's also the first professional team in Austin of any sport, so it's kind of nice.
Well, you guys have that big college team in town that dominates a lot of the headlines and attention around there, I imagine.
Yeah, but I could care less about them.
Yes.
We're going to start to care. We're going to go to the game someday.
Yeah.
You want some fun trivia?
Yes.
Orlando City's team started as the Austin Aztecs in their early days. So like there's a connection there. If anything, it would have been okay for you to be an Orlando City fan this whole time, but now I understand why you'd have to change your allegiances. But I think it was 2010 they moved to Orlando, and that's when they became Orlando City, and the rest is history, as they say.
I would support them more. I just don't like that color purple that they have. I don't want to wear it.
I don't know. I like purple. I got no beef with purple, but maybe it's a Homer bias, though.
Yeah, purple's a great color.
I've never seen you wear purple, Kenny.
Me? I had a purple shirt for a long time. Then I outgrew it. But now I am of the size where I could procure yet another purple button down and be the belle of the ball.
We're going to have to get you an Orlando City shirt.
Yes.
It's like, yep. Let's do that.
I'll get right on it.
Just, I love it. I love sports.
Let's see. Let's get this randomizer going. Sam, what number are you hoping for to have in this draft?
I think that in my experience with fantasy baseball drafts, at least, or fantasy football drafts, I like being at the beginning or end of a round. So you get those back-to-back picks when you're snaking, like you were talking about earlier. So that's, I'm angling for a one or a four, I think. But, you know, if it's not that, I'm still pretty close at two and three, right? So it's not anyone's going to be eighth, right?
It's not a huge league. But, you know, the talent pool, it kind of thins out pretty fast. So it's
sure
going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting draft. All right.
Although at a certain point, it just makes it like a default pick. You know, there will just be whoever's last just takes who's left, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Kenny, I don't know if you know this, Kenny, and I don't know if we've explained it. You don't have to pick your team in order. Like, you don't have to pick two staff and then pick two players. You can pick whatever order you want to fill your roster. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Does that change all your strategy?
I hadn't even thought that would be a strategy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it does, Johnny.
Okay.
Really, what I was most worried about is the amount of sound effects that are going to be on this episode, because this is
God, I can't wait to land the like NFL music and everything. It's going to be great.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, I'm about to hit the randomize button. Are you ready, Kenny?
Yes, I'm so ready.
Here it goes. 3, 2, 1, click. And here's the order with the first pick, Saida.
Yes, 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 yes.
Pick number two, right where he didn't want to be, Sam. Pick number three, Kenny. And that means I'm fourth, which I'm kind of disappointed with, but we'll see what happens here. All right. So while I fill out this sheet I have to keep track of who's supposed to draft in the order and everything, Kenny, how about you share with the listeners, what's your strategy to make sure you put together the best team to win this championship?
Excellent question, Johnny. Now, going into this draft, as Johnny and Cy have said, this is my first draft ever. So I sat down and I did the homework. I looked at the rules. I looked at what the points spread was going to be. And my strategy going into this season and just picking players is trying to get the best players that will get me the most points. And I think that's really going to get me to a winning position. If I get the best players and they get me the most points. And if I have bad players where I'm not going to get that many points, I think that's really going to set me up for a bad season. What do you think, Cy?
Kenny, I love this. This is the most generic strategy. I just want players that are going to get me points. That's fair.
Look, I'm not a sports man. I'm not a sports head.
I love it. I love that you've grasped that these are the tools for success. I think that's so great.
So whenever I listen to commentators, I'm just kind of like, well, you get the ball to the thing. Right?
Thank you, Kenny. We'll see if that strategy pays off.
And if you ever want to just cut over here to me in the field, just doing some more sports commentary, I'm more than happy.
Sure. Provide. Oh yeah. We'll throw to you every once in a while for like an opinion on somebody's pick or something.
Excellent. Wonderful.
All right, Cy, are you ready for your first pick? The first pick of the first annual Ted Lasso, LassoCast Ted Lasso draft, fantasy draft?
I surely am.
The pick is in.
I'm just imagining that graphic.
Yep. The music. Cy's walking up to the podium. She's got her little card. What do we got?
Hi, everybody at the draft show stadium. my first pick, I like to go ahead and draft Miss Keely Jones.
Oh, no!
Sorry.
Oh. Wow, interesting pick. Who would have thought that anybody other than Ted Lasso would be drafted? Cy, what's the reasoning behind this?
Gosh dang it.
So I think Keely has a lot of potential for story arcs. Specifically, sure. I could see her being someone who gets a promotion. Right now she's doing PR, and I don't know what the heck else she could do, but she's pretty competent. She's also in a relationship, so there's potential for kissing, hanky panky, and or a breakup. Sure. So many possibilities there. Obviously, I'm not hoping for a breakup, but yeah, she's my all-star.
Okay. Wow. Shocker right out of the gate. Love it. Kind of leaving the gate wide open like we do here at LassoCast for Sam with the second pick of the draft. What do you got, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to do the thing Cy should have done and pick Ted, because that seems like the most obvious thing to do in this situation.
Ted Lasso, pick two.
You know, as I go through the scorecard and the possibilities of, you know, I see a lot of things that will likely happen to him. For example, I bet he has a line in each episode.
You're not wrong.
I bet he drinks a beer at some point. Most episodes, you know, there are a lot of things, you know, having a breakup is kind of, I guess, are we still in that or is that done? You know, some sort of breakup seems inevitable.
Right.
Although how strictly are we going to talk about like what constitutes a breakup?
Yeah, that's something that we might have to debate when it comes up. You know, he might say wanker a lot, you know, so.
And he seems like a guy who definitely holds the door.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Good pick. Pick two, Ted Lasso. Let's move on to pick number three, Kenny Madison.
I'm approaching the imaginary microphone.
Yes.
For my first round draft pick, and add some reverb on it so it sounds really good.
Yeah.
For my first round draft pick, the Pet Shop Boys. That's my team name. The Pet Shop Boys select Jamie Tartt.
Oh. Damn, that's who I wanted next.
Look, I wanted Keely. That was my cross my fingers. Got to get her.
Yeah.
For exactly the reasons that Sai said. But I think Jamie Tartt's going to set me up for success because I'm pretty darn sure he's going to be getting a new job at some point. And I think that's he's going to be scoring goals. He's going to have lines and episodes. I think he's going to be a high point scorer for me for sure.
That's a solid pick. That was definitely who I would take if he fell to me with my double picks that I have.
Well, John, it didn't.
Nope. So speaking of, with the fourth pick, oh, I got to bum, 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 bum. The pick is in. I walk up to the podium. Tap on it like people do. With the fourth pick of the Lasso Cast 10 Lasso Fantasy Draft, the team that is yet to be named is going to select Mr. Roy Kent.
Okay.
And I think Roy is going to have a lot of hanky-panky. He's going to get a new job, potentially. He might be crying. He's hopefully shirtless. I think there's a lot of potential for points with our friend Roy. He may even have a breakup. I don't know. We'll see. And then this now. So now we start round two, and it goes back to me for another pick. And this one, I'm kind of torn. But at the same time, I think it's kind of obvious that I have to take, with the fifth pick overall, Rebecca Welton.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I think Rebecca obviously is going to be in every episode. She's going to have a line in every episode. She'll be crying. She'll get some kissing in with John Wings Night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll be watching the game on the TV maybe at some point. Yeah, I feel good about my first two picks, Roy and Rebecca. Feeling good. So now we go back to Kenny.
All right.
Kenny, for your second pick.
Walk back up to the podium, tap on the microphone, tap, tap, tap. For a second round draft pick, the Pet Shop Boys select Danny Rojas. And the reason that I'm picking Danny Rojas is just because of the amount of emotional turmoil that we saw Danny Rojas get into. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it is locked in that we will see Danny Rojas shirtless. So I think we're definitely going to be seeing some Danny Rojas crying. Definitely going to see some Danny Rojas being shirtless. He's going to get some lines. He's going to score those goals.
Yeah.
Again, I think we got a high point score. At least that's the hope. And if I don't get what I want, I'm going to throw my computer out the window.
See, this is who I was debating between. I was debating between Danny and Rebecca. So I think this is a great pick. I think he is going to bring a lot of points to the board.
Look, quite frankly, I think the Pet Shop Boys, my two picks so far, we've got a strong lineup.
You do. You really do.
And you're done with the players.
I'm done with the players.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, now we got Sam with his second pick coming back to the mic.
Yeah, I'm already one pick in, and I'm already like thinking this is harder than I thought it would be because now the pressure's on, right?
Yep.
Like, of course, I take everything like more seriously than I should, especially, you know, we sports
same
people are, you know.
Yep.
But anyway, I think I am going to go. I feel like it's going to seem like an obvious reason why, but I'm going to pick Sam.
No, Sam.
I think that he's got a lot of potential for storylines and to be a bigger, you know, role, less of a bit player. Not that he was a bit player the first time, but I think there's a lot of potential for his character to grow.
Yeah.
And certainly a lot of the obvious things, you know, being an episode, scoring a goal. Like, so I know he's a defender, so maybe scoring a goal isn't as high on his list, but, you know, there's a lot there that could happen just by nature of him being on the field or on the pitch, as they say. And I like his name. So, you know, win-win.
It's a great pick. I'm really sad he's not going to be on my team. I knew he wouldn't make it back to me. So yeah, great pick.
Excellent pick. I'm clearly upset. I really, really wanted Sam. I'm going to be honest. Most of these last few have been tough for me.
Yeah.
Really high on my list.
Well, the good news is you get back-to-back picks here.
I know, but now I'm unprepared. so confident yep. that it was going to go swimmingly.
Yep. It never goes the way you think it's going to go, even for something like a Ted Lasso draft.
It's really tough. Man, oh man. Okay. So I think what I'm going to do next is just based off of the preview, I'm going to grab our friend Thierry Zoro.
Oh, man.
AKA Mo Judy.
I thought for sure he would come back to me.
Nope, sure won't. Because I do recall in the preview, he has a moment with these sports psychologists. Yeah. So there's got to be something going on with him. And he won't score any goals, probably, because he's a goalie. Mm. But he'll, I don't know, do something great. I'm sure.
Good pick. Good pick.
Great pick.
I'm sure he'll be very happy to find out that he's on your team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to have him on. And I'm sure he will make another appearance on the show, our show, so I can get another couple points.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not.
We'll see. We'll see.
I'm willing to form an alliance with Johnny to try and get Mo to not appear.
So sorry, Mo. You were a best friend, but...
We play for keeps here at LassoCast. I need to make sure that the Pet Shop Boys are in it to win it.
Mo, the door is always open. You're always welcome here.
Disagree. That door is firmly closed.
Okay, so then I go
round
again.
Round three. Yeah, round three. First pick of the third round.
Okay. This feels like a bit of a risk for me because I'm not sure that I even saw this man in the preview. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Coach Beard.
Oh.
No.
I don't know what he will bring to us this season. So I'm hoping it's a positive wild card. Maybe there's a love interest. Maybe, I mean, he talks a lot. Well, he doesn't talk a lot, but he talks every episode. So yeah. I'm going to take a chance on him.
That's a good pick. Kenny, does that hurt?
Well, Asai has literally just stolen my staff.
Yeah.
I think we've got a good players lineup here over at the Pet Shop Boys Stadium. But will you be able to have the staff to back up the players on the field? Because we've got a lot of raw talent, but can we supply them with the brains that are needed to close out the season?
Right. Speaking of, Kenny, what is your next pick?
All right. Walking up to the podium.
No, sorry. It's Sam's turn.
Never mind.
Get off that podium.
It's a move. Situation
take
here.
Take a seat.
So I've been thinking long and hard about this pick
nice.
For the last 45 seconds or so. And I think I'm going to pick Higgins.
Oh, man.
And the reason I'm going to pick Higgins is because I think there's some potential for some high point value things from him. For example, holding the door open, watching a game on TV, hugging a promotion or new job, crying. All of these are things that... like are not outside the realm of possibility. And certainly he's going to be in most episodes, maybe even gets a kiss somewhere along the line. I mean, we've seen his wife and his kids. Like does kissing her hanky panky have to be like a romantic kiss or is it even a kiss from your kids?
No, it could be a kiss on the forehead. It could be a butterfly kiss.
He's probably not going to score a goal. Probably won't be shirtless, but maybe he will. I don't know.
I hope so. I want to see him shirtless.
That's what I'm pulling for. If he ends up shirtless, then it was just meant to be, I think. You just give me the trophy then.
I want to see him playing that upright bass, just shirtless.
Oh, what's the thing when he has a weird facial hair? What is that called?
The Van Dyke,
yes.
What if that's also on his chest?
I don't know.
The show has not been that much of a cartoon, but if that happens, boy howdy.
It just became a Zucker film. Now it's your turn, Kenny.
All right, walking up to the podium. Thanking Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty for their efforts and contributions to cinema. For this third round pick, for our staff, the Pet Shop Boys select Sharon the Psychologist.
Oh, wow.
It's a great pick, Kenny.
Interesting. I need to hear the reasoning for this pick.
Now, I hope that we are able to lock her in for an interview upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that would be really great to be able to talk with her during the show. I think that would be really great. And I think that it would count for my bonus points if we were able to actually talk with her on the show. And be able to have those bonus points in my corner. If we were able to get her on the show, just have those bonus points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think she's going to say stuff on the show. And hopefully she'll hug someone. Anyways.
So really riding on those bonus points, huh?
Well, it's you stole my staff. I think I need some points. I think Jamie Tartt and Danny Rojas are going to be my high scorers.
Yeah.
I think I got some wild card picks later that folks haven't stated, but I wanted to get that one locked in just in case. I think I'm going to get some. Sharon's not necessarily going to be my strongest player, but hopefully she's going to come through in the end for me.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Anyways, that's okay. The Pet Shop Boys.
All right. With the 12th pick overall, my team that has not yet been named will select Nate the Great. Shelley, who I think will take a larger role with the team this season and maybe have an interesting arc of his own involving him, you know, kind of dealing with a life being bullied and how he's kind of converting that into being a bully himself a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting prediction. And I would be very satisfied if that was some of the story that's coming into season two, Johnny.
Yeah. And of course, he loves to hug. We'll have some hugs.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know,
does Nate love to hug?
Nate loves hug. He loves jumping into Beards and Ted's arms. Yeah.
Wait, those don't count as hugs.
No.
He hugged Rory once at the fundraiser, and then kind of uncomfortable, but he went with it.
Jumping in arms is not hugging.
Bear hug's not hug?
Bear hug does count as a hug, but jumping into an arms, not a hug.
But jumping into an arm with your arms around the other person, no. That's a hug, right?
No.
Like a cradle. Yeah. Not like a cradle jump into the arms, but like a...
Wrapping
my arms and legs around you.
All right.
It's an embrace, right?
If anything, that should be a double hug, double points. Just kidding.
I'll accept it as a hug, but I warn you, counselor, tread lightly.
Taken. No taken. Heard. So now we move on to the, what are we on? The fourth round. I get to go again with the 13th pick in the draft. My team will select our first entry into the other category.
Oh, wow.
With Mr. Trent Krim from The Independent.
I'm pretty disappointed you just did that because he was
that your next pick. Yeah.
And he would have been a sentimental pick. Like it would have been like a journalist chasing a journalist.
Oh, that's
right?
So but true.
You did me dirty there. I want to let you know.
The good news is you have a few other journalists you could pick if you'd like. But my reasoning is
then we got to hope for them to become major players or bigger players.
Yeah.
Trent's honestly, the guy, you know?
I think everybody in this category is kind of risky because we don't know. Trent could only be in two episodes or one episode. We don't know. That kind of goes for everybody in this category. But I just think Trent kind of leads the pack as far as the others go. Hopefully he's in it more. I want to see more of him. I want to see more of his beautiful hair and hear him say things because he has a great voice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my pick. And now we're on to Kenny.
Oh, no. Are we really?
Yeah.
Is that okay, Sai?
Yep.
That's a serpentine, great. Baby.
Why are you so disappointed?
I have big plans, and I don't know if it's going to work out. Go ahead, Kenny.
You don't even know what I'm going to say. For the 14th draft round pick, the Pet Shop Boys select... Boz.
Yay! Okay.
Absolutely. Boz is going to be drinking a lot of beer. Boz is going to be doing a lot of hugging. So mm-hmm, I think not necessarily the highest points, but certainly the most consistent points.
Yeah.
And I think that could consistency will really help, especially in the others category.
The only place, the only way this might hurt you is that he does say wanker a lot.
He does say wanker, but I think it's a gamble that I'm willing to take, Johnny. Thank you. Because I believe towards the end of season one, they were starting to learn and they were starting to love.
Yes.
One Mr. Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm. Solid pick. I was hoping he'd make it back to me.
Absolutely.
Sam, stepping up to the mic.
If I could take the podium from you, sir. I think I'm going to go with, as much as I don't like him as a character, I'm going to stick with Rupert.
Oh,
because
interesting.
I think he'll be around. I don't know why I think that. But as I look through the scorecard, there are some things that I think could lend themselves to him. For example, watching a game on TV.
Yeah.
Or drinking, having a line, kissing her hanky-panky. There's a few options there, and I don't think he's going to be a guy who is just non-existent throughout the season. So it feels like a little bit of a gamble, I guess, but once you get into the deep rounds, everything's a gamble.
Yep. Ultimately. Sam, do you hope, just personally, do you hope that his character has like kind of a redemption arc this season, or do you think that'll cheapen the show?
I think it would cheapen the show if he had a redemption arc. I don't find myself really wanting to like him. Mm-hmm. Like with Rebecca, for example, like she showed enough humanity throughout the season and throughout episodes that like you knew there was something, you know, some redeeming quality there. And I wanted her to, you know, make that shift in her personality or go through that arc. With him, I kind of think that he works as just like a guy you don't like, and I don't find myself really wanting to like him any more than I do, as long as he shows up and scores points for my team this season.
That is the correct answer.
I would also agree with that, and also I would say that if there is a redemption arc for Rupert, Ted Lasso would be the show that I would trust as vile a character as Rupert to have a redemption arc that would make the most sense without letting him off scot-free, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And maybe it's like a 3-year plan.
Yeah.
Maybe this season we kind of start to see a little bit of humanity in him. And then season 3 is when they redeem him. But who knows? Kind of need a villain, even in a show like this. Now it's your turn, Sai.
For my next pick, I'd like to select Isaac as a player. What's his position? Do we know?
I don't know. But he's the captain, but I don't know what position he plays, actually.
Okay. I'll take Isaac, the midfielding captain.
Nice.
And the reason for that is partially because of my many, many team names. Half of the people aren't on my team now. So I really do need someone to stick. So that's
so what's your team name now?
Hold on. I think we're going to do the Coca-Colas.
Ooh.
Isn't that good?
Because in case you didn't know, listeners, or Sam or Kenny, I think Kenny figured it out. The actor who plays Isaac's name is Cola.
Cola Bikini.
That is a great name.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to go with some sort of like Rolo inspired name or something along those lines instead.
The Sour Patch Kids, yeah.
Rolo Cola.
Rolo Cola. Rolo Colaster? No.
Oh boy.
Rolo Colaster?
That didn't pan out. Okay. I get to go again, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. For my next pick, I'd like to secure my good friend May, aka Annette Badland.
Damn.
Reason being, she owns the freaking bar, so chances are she's going to be there watching a game.
Yep,
we don't really see her drink, but she'll at least speak to people. There's a chance she will say wanker, but I feel like her and Ted have kind of built a relationship, so it's unlikely I'll have a lot of deductions for that.
Man, I'm really starting to worry about who's going to make it back to me.
If I may, just round. One more note.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a chance. Okay, tell me about this name, because May was another person I wanted on my team and thought about a lead name. So a potential name for the team is Call Me Maybe.
You have to pick.
Do on it. Let me know toward the end of this episode what I should do.
The next time it comes back to you for a pick, you have to decide and then present the pick with the team name.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great picks.
Thanks.
Both people that I wanted. Sam, you're up, buddy.
Yeah, that was a tremendous pick. Before we got on this call, and I had laid out like my dream team, right? Like if I could just get everyone I wanted from each section, May was one of my top three for the others, along with same. Trent. So I'm really like kind of flailing here now. But I'm going to go. I worry about this guy's ability to gather points outside of just being on the show, but I'm going to pick Arlo White.
Oh, yeah.
Because nice. He's the voice of action on the field, or the voice of what, you know, like whenever play is being commentated, he's there. So I expect him to have a lot of lines. You know, I don't, there are certain things that are going to be tough to get in there. Like, I don't know how you're going to see him like scoring a goal or kissing someone, but you never know, right? Like you get a really exciting call, you know, you never know.
Yeah,
but I could see watching games on TV. Like, I could see ways you could get him involved, or ways that he can say things or become involved beyond just calling a game. Yeah. I also just completely, not even selfishly, but just like for the sake of satisfying myself, my son's name is Arlo. So
I didn't want
to lose the opportunity. Like, I already got my Sam, and now I've got my Arlo. So. It's not great draft strategy, but it felt fun to do, so I'm doing it.
Sam, there's a book series that Sai and I love called Arlo Finch. And I don't know, how old is your son?
He just turned 3 last week.
Okay, so you got a little ways. But maybe, I think it's like a middle grade book, so I think that's like 8 to 10. You should definitely get it for him. It's a great book. It's like Harry Potter if he was a Boy Scout.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that. We are fans of like Arlo the Dinosaur from The Good Dinosaur.
Oh.
There's also a new show on Netflix with a like Arlo Alligator, something like that. I haven't seen it, but I remember seeing it as I like scrolled through and thought, oh, I should go back and add that to the list of things I won't watch. But
Arlo's a good name.
It's a good name. So if nothing else, I'm proud of the name I just picked, even if it gets me like 5 points all season.
Well, also, he has potential to be a guest on LassoCast down the line, so you'd get some bonus points if that happened.
Right? Maybe that's the angle I'm going for. I didn't want to put it out there, but now that you've said it, that's definitely why thing. I picked that. And now, like, now I'm going to have to take my profession and just do everything in my power to PR guy Arlo White onto this show so do that I can wait. Get the hey, points from him appearing.
Hey, we'll take it. Kenny.
The Pet Shop Boys in the what pick is this?
19th pick.
19th pick. Our 19th pick is Jeremy the Bar Person.
Come on, boo! Come on! Come on, boo! Boo! Come on!
For the same reasons as Boz. As well, I think there's a lot of opportunity for watching the game on the TV, lots of opportunities for drinking beer, lots of opportunities for hugging. Not necessarily going to be in every episode, but I think whenever they are, going to be consistent scorers compared to someone like Trent Krim or Rupert.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. What was your strategy for going with Jeremy over Paul?
No comment at this time. Please direct any other questions about Paul to my PR director.
Got it. Sam, why did he pick Jeremy over Paul?
I can't comment on that. I got to pass that to my PR director.
Oh, my God. All right. With the 20th pick of the first annual LassoCast, Ted Lasso, Fantasy Draft, the Crim Reapers are selecting.
Oh my gosh.
We're selecting Bex. I'm betting big on Bex being a bigger part of the show this season, and I really hope it happens.
Big bets on Bex.
Big bets on Bex. Maybe, you know, her and Jason Sudeikis rumored to be dating. Maybe she'll be in the show more. Yeah, I think there could be hugs. There could be kisses. There could be crying. There could be watching on the TV. She could be a guest on the show. I think there's a lot of potential there. This is a boomer bust pick for me. High ceiling, high floor, or low floor. Who knows what's going to happen?
Boomer bust on this bet on Big Bex.
Boomer bust Big Bex.
Because you also might get a breakup, but it's kind of a matter of if that were to happen, when it happens, and the manner in which it happens. Because say it's like season 2, episode 1, then that might have fucked you for the whole season. So not that I'm hoping for that, but as a Rupert owner, I hope he dumps her.
But for Bex,
and continues to have as many breakups as there are episodes. That would be the perfect Rupert season for me.
Yeah, he gets a breakup each episode, and I'm just blazing ahead everyone else.
I hope that she dumps him for her sake. She deserves better.
This was kind of my thinking, because I really wanted Coach Beard and my staff, because just thinking about, as it was touched on earlier, the 3-season structure, and classically the middle act we're going to have towards the end of that second act, there's going to be some dark stuff going down. And at the end of season 1, started to see some tension between Ted and Coach Beard. So a prediction, hopefully it won't come true, is that Coach Beard and Ted might have to part ways just because of what looks to be like a very tough season of just working together.
Yeah. Interesting. And, yeah, I mean, we'll have to do another draft before season 3.
Oh, yeah.
So these players won't be locked in for 2 years, just so everybody knows.
Yes.
1 year contract. Got it.
Okay. This next pick is really tough. So I've got 2 staff. I'm done with staff. I need 1 player and I need 1 other. Oh, boy. I think I have to go with... Okay. This is the first round, or the first pick of the 6th round, the 21st pick. With the 21st overall pick, the Crim Reapers are selecting Paul, the bar person.
I can't. You son of a bee. All
right. Yeah, I don't love that pick.
No.
Mostly because I wanted to make it.
Yeah, I wanted to make it too.
Paul's my favorite of the barflies. I want him on the show as well. He's a very funny comedian, like Kevin Gary, who plays him. He gets lines, you know. He doesn't say wanker. He's a sweetheart. I think there's a lot of point potential for somebody deep in the draft out of Paul.
Dang.
Kenny, you're up.
Hold on. I got to pull up the Ted Lasso wiki. I don't even know who the bar patrons are. I just know them as a unit of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Paul.
Paul's the big nice one. Baz is the like leader.
Why didn't I pick Paul?
That's why I was asking. Oh, you picked the one who never says anything.
Well, because I was working my way down.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy.
Maybe we can work out a mid-season trade.
Oh boy. Okay, disappointingly, the pet shop boys, we're going to pick, sure, why not, Chris Powell.
Oh, wow.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
This is the... this is maybe the most interesting pick of the draft so far.
I was going to pick Paul. I thought I had that one locked in. But no, dumb John. but I think Chris Powell is going to get some talking lines, and compared to the rest of the characters that are on here, because I don't think that we're going to see Sassy ever again. I don't think we're going to get much Michelle. In terms of people that are more than likely going to appear most consistently out of the picks that are left, I think the announcers, specifically the announcers, are probably going to appear the most.
I think you missed one big one. Hey, I'm not going to say.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say it. But once it's picked, I'll say. That's the one. Sam is up.
Oh, that's the end of your... Okay.
Yep.
I feel like I don't know which obvious pick you're talking about, which makes me feel self-conscious about picking wrong here. But I think I'm going to... I think I'm going to pick... Colin.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because I'm undecided on which others, but I know that I've only got two options left out of players. Yep. And I know I want Colin more than Richard. So I'd rather not, leave myself at the mercy of somebody else.
Yeah.
It's so it's kind pick. Of a punt and a pick at the same time.
Yep. Solid. Sigh.
Sam, I want you to know my eyes were closed. I was so stressed wondering where you were going, because all I have to do right now is fill up my others.
Yeah, you have two. You have your last two picks right here.
My last two picks. So for my first pick, the Call Me Maybes.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. We're going with Call Me Maybes.
Beautiful.
My first pick is going to be the lovely and talented Phoebe.
That's it. That's
little
the
Phoebe.
One.
She's disagree. A little angel.
Disagree.
We already know when there's a Roy, there's like a 50% chance there's a Phoebe. She's, chatty enough. I'd like to think she'll hug somebody. Mm-hmm. She seems like she's close with Keeley as well now. Maybe give him a kiss on the cheek or, something. Maybe she'll kiss a pet, a stuffed animal. You never know. And she's great. So I'm going with Phoebe.
Good pick.
Thank you.
Now, Kenny, I'd like to hear why you think Arlo White's backup is a better pick than Phoebe.
Because Arlo White's backup, Chris Powell, is just going to be sitting right next to Arlo all the time. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be in the episode. And unless my memory is incorrect, which, let's face it, 95% of the time it is, I don't recall Phoebe being in that many episodes when you get down to brass tacks.
Right.
I think she's only in three.
Yeah. It was probably three. Yeah.
All right. We're into the last round.
Whoa. I get Uno Mas.
Whoa. Yeah. It's your pick, but it's the last round.
Okay. I apologize.
The 25th pick.
Okay. Oh, shoot. What? Hold on.
What happened?
Now I'm lost and concerned.
Where?
Okay. No. I'm here. I thought I was like queued up ready for my next pick, and then I lost who my pick was, but we're okay. So for the 25th round? What round?
25th pick.
25th pick.
Yep.
The Call Me Maybe team is going to close it out with Lloyd, the reporter.
Oh, wow. The grumpy reporter, yeah?
The grumpy reporter.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll say something sassy and
it'll
be great.
From the Sun. Lloyd from the Sun.
Yeah, I'm going to take Lloyd from the Sun.
All right, nice. The size team is all done.
I'm all set.
And now we go to Sam for his final pick.
I think I'm feeling the pressure knowing that this is the last one. I don't want to screw it up. I assume there's no ad drops and roster moves in this league throughout the year or
no,
the season.
No, I don't think so.
They're not that sophisticated as the last of the fantasy league right off the bat. Anyway.
Yeah, I know there's going to be a lot of characters that we haven't met yet, but we'll just have to include them in the season 3 draft,
I'm going to stick to my guns earlier about reporters and journalists and pick Marcus and just hope that he, has Maybe he's this season's Trent Crimm, you know?
Yeah, I think he's in the trailer a couple shots, yeah?
Oh, wait.
So I'm going with that. I feel okay about it. It doesn't feel like a huge gamble. And for a last pick, I feel like that works pretty well.
Yeah.
Did I pick the wrong person then? Oh, no.
You picked the grumpy bald man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's a real shame. All right. Good job, Sam. You got the right
guy.
So
that's it for the others. So, y'all, we left Shannon the soccer girl on the board, who has potential to be something in this season, but who knows. Jane, played by Phoebe Walsh, who was Beard's lady friend for a couple episodes. Michelle and Sassy and Henry. That's and others, but those are the ones, the notable ones we left on the table. Free agents, if you will.
Can I don't want to get too carried away on Marcus here, but another thing I like about Marcus is that Marcus's real life first name is also Marcus.
Yeah.
And I find it amusing and entertaining and almost like too, like it's nice and natural when a guy just says like, why don't you just call me Marcus? Cause I'm Marcus. Yeah. Like I like that. So it adds a little charm for me.
Yeah.
And that's what that's what I'm all about. Cause it's about intangibles at this stage of the draft.
Yeah. Same with Lloyd. His real name is Lloyd. Kenny, you ready for your last pick?
Absolutely. The Pet Shop Boys are final pick of the draft. Last but certainly not least, and I'm pleased to pick this player for my staff. It's going to be Will.
Yeah.
I feel like Will's going to drink a lot of beer and be very expressive just based on the SAG sketch.
Yeah.
We know very little about him, so he could very much be a wild card. He could just spend the entire season just yelling wanker at everyone.
Yeah.
Because of just so much we don't know about him. But I'm hoping, praying, I'm wishing. End of statement. Pet Shop Boys out.
And now for the last pick of the draft, Mr. Irrelevant, if you will. There's only one person left for me, as far as I can tell. And that is Rashard. So the Crim Reapers with the final pick of the draft will take Rashard.
Woo!
Which hopefully has a little bit, you know, more airtime this season. He's definitely a beautiful man.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is Rashard the character who says there's too many ghosts, we can't take them all?
He definitely has a line in that scene, and I don't know if it's that or... yeah, he does. We can't fight them all.
It's such a good joke.
Yeah.
Because it's just so bone dry. Love
it. It's like a background line. Somebody else is talking and he's like, there's too many ghosts. Can I fight them all? Yeah. So that's it. We've got our teams. Let's go through the teams real quick. Sam, representing team Samantic Satiation, has drafted Ted Lasso himself, Higgins, Sam Obisanya, Colin, Rupert, Arlo White, and Marcus the Reporter. How do you feel about your team, Sam?
I think I've got a real dream team that I'm building here.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to win all the games. This is a head-to-head thing, right? Like, there's a whole league, and I get to play lots of teams. I'm going to go undefeated. That's not how this is set up at all, is it?
No, it's just totals.
Oh, boy.
Season totals. Well,
can I just redraft the whole team then? Because I was going, you know.
Yeah, let's start from the beginning. Let's just do it over.
I misunderstood. Yes, you know, well, this was the practice run, I think.
Okay. Si, you ready for the first overall pick?
Yes.
No, real nice team you got there. I mean, just with Ted Lasso, Higgins, and Sam alone, I think you got
a very strong,
top-heavy team, if you will. And then we got Kenny, the Pet Shop Boys, Sharon, the psychologist, Will, the kit manager, I think it's what the position is called, Jamie Tart himself, Danny Rojas, Boz from the bar, Jeremy from the bar, and Chris Powell from the... commentating
booth. Yeah.
Kenny, how do you feel about your team?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I think Chris Powell is an outrageously disappointing choice. And I would rather light myself on fire because I didn't get Paul. That being said, I think the rest of my team is really strong.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't get my first picks for my staff because Sai is a conniving son of a bee that likes to stab friends in the back. But I think my staff is pretty darn consistent, hopefully. Or rather, I cross my fingers on Will. Again, Will is so much of a wild card. But Sharon, I think Sharon's going to really come through on some things. And I'm very pleased with my players right here. I'm very pleased. And I would like to give each one of my players a little kiss on the cheek because I think they're cute boys.
Go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I think you arguably have the best set of players on your team.
Like actual
four teams. Yeah, your player chunk is pretty solid.
My chunks are solid. That's absolutely correct, Johnny.
Solid chunks. And then my team, the Crim Reapers, we have Rebecca Welton, Nate the Great, Roy Kent, Richard, Trent Crim, Bex, new Rebecca, and Paul from the bar. And I got to tell you, I feel really good about my team. My strategy going into this was to fill up the others as fast as I could because that category thins out very quickly. And I feel good about who I got. Bex is my biggest gamble. She could be absolutely nothing this season, but she could be a surprising kind of a big character. And that's what I'm hoping for. But I feel good about my team. Thank you.
Honestly, I think you and Sam having Bex and Rupert, I'm so interested to see where they go next. Like, they're having a kid and all of this nonsense. So I think there is either going to be a lot of points coming with those two or maybe none.
Or nothing at all.
Yeah.
My plan as it was happening was to try to get both of them and kind of just ride that wave, whatever it is. But then the Crim Reapers ruined that for me.
It's like when you take a quarterback and a wide receiver from the same team in fantasy football. Classic. And then Sai's team, Call Me Maybe, has Keely Jones with the first overall pick. Keely Jones. What just like the pick heard around the world. Coach Beard, Thierry Zorro. Isaac, the captain, May, Phoebe, and Lloyd. Sai, how do you feel about your draft?
You know, I feel really good. I do feel like I came out strong with the Keely pick. I think she's got a lot of potential. Again, Coach Beard, we know nothing, and that kind of excites me. I want to circle back to my dear friend Lloyd for a moment.
Sure, sure.
I thought I had the wrong guy. I'm okay with this guy. I think he's going to do just fine. And so I apologize for a moment of disappointment there. I think he's going to do great. I'm feeling really great about the Call Me Maybes. I think we're going to have a great season.
Exciting, exciting stuff. Well, with each episode of LassoCast, each like recap episode, we'll kind of update everybody on the points tally as it goes. It's anybody's game at this point, of course. I don't know. If you're listening and you have an opinion on who you think did the best or has the best team, let us know on Twitter at LassoCast on there. Or if any of us made a mistake or if we missed anybody, just let us know. Also, let us know like what your dream team is. You can also email us LassoCast@gmail.com if you have any of those thoughts that you want us to read on the cast or anything. And Sai, we got an email a couple days ago from Stu, right?
Yeah. And real quick, I am interested in this idea of having some sort of drop / trade / explosion. So maybe around episode 6 of the season, we can touch base and decide, does
have
anyone want
an expansion draft?
Yeah. You know, and we can just kind of see what we get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested in coordinating that. But to your point, yes, everyone, John is right. Please write us because we like talking to you. And I just want to quickly shout out my friend Stu because Stu gave us some information about mowing the yard. In our last episode, we were talking about lawnmowers and not knowing what the terminology would be over there because in the trailer... I don't even know why we're talking about it. We were looking at grass. They were on the pitch and we started talking about mowing yards.
Ted was riding on the back of a lawnmower.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So Stu from abroad has confirmed, yes, they do say cutting the grass. So thank you for that. And he also said lawnmowers are called lawnmowers. A yard, as you call them, is always called a garden. A house usually has a back garden and often a front garden. Yard is used mostly for building sites, construction storage areas, and dockyards by the sea. So thank you for clearing up the verbiage mystery, Stu. Yeah. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
So oops. Sorry, Kenny, that it wasn't push lorry or whatever you said.
It still should be. Perhaps I can take advantage of a volatile British government in order to try and get that legislation passed.
Let us know if you can help on that, Stu.
Please.
Thanks for writing in. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get us. Sam, thanks so much for coming on. It's great having a trusted voice from the sports world to lend their opinion to this draft, this very important draft.
Well, if it goes anything like most of the fantasy leagues I play in, I will be in last place and will expose myself as not being a trusted voice at all in the sports world. But I do appreciate you guys having me on. I thought that this was a lot of fun, and it kind of gives you a whole new way to watch the show, really, when you're playing for something. I also, while I have the floor here.
Yes.
Inspired by Sai's mea culpa about Lloyd, I also feel like I owe Richard an apology. Because I definitely called him Richard earlier. And I shouldn't have bastardized his name like that. So that's on me. Fictional Richard. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I won't call you Richard again. But
the Grim Reapers, on the behalf of Richard, accept your apology. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll sleep easier tonight having said that.
Sam, what do you got? You got anything to plug or announce?
Yeah, sure. So at Florida, at Florida Citrus Sports, that's my day job. I'm our marketing communications director, and we've got a soccer tournament coming. So that seems pretty topical to all this. We've acquired a tournament that's been around here in Orlando or in Florida for the past few years called the Florida Cup. And kind of our goal with it was to take something that was already successful. This tournament's been around a few years. They've had Ajax and some other, a lot of European and South American teams. And now we're kind of looking to elevate the tournament to the next level, to coin a phrase. So we're going to be working in some Premier League teams and hopefully some Serie A teams and so forth. And later this summer, we'll have our first Florida Cup at the big stadium, Camping World Stadium. So we're really looking forward to that. And, I can't tell you who's going to be playing in the games, but
yeah,
by the end of this month, I think I'll be able to, and I'll be able to. I want to figure out who's going to be in our repertoire, so to speak.
Yeah, that's exciting. So follow the Florida Cup, and once you guys announce who's going to be playing, we can share it on Twitter and all that.
Just absolutely. We also do great work locally in Orlando with a group called Lift Orlando. I like to give them a shout out anytime I'm not. I don't know if the Ted Lasso market cares about.
We care.
Socioeconomic conditions in west downtown neighborhoods of Orlando, Florida. But yes. A group we work with called Lift Orlando is basically when in 2014 we renovated the stadium, a couple hundred million dollars. And the thought was, how do you put $200 million in a stadium without doing anything to kind of lift the area around it? And if you've ever spent any time around Camping World Stadium, this is a really underinvested area. You look at even simple things like healthcare access points. And in Winter Park, which is an affluent suburb, you've got 112 in that zip code. And in the same size zip code in West Lakes, as we call it, there's 12 healthcare access points. So things like that, we're looking to address. We've built, Lyft has built affordable housing, affordable senior housing, early learning center. We just opened a boys and girls club. There's a health and wellness center being built. So there's a lot of really cool stuff and good stuff that you hear a lot about stadium funding and stadium renovations and how it's all a racket. And I've found firsthand that this case is very much not. And I'm really proud of the work that we do in that Lyft footprint. So I always want to give them a shout when I can and go to liftorlando.org and learn more about what they're doing as well.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, we definitely have listeners in Orlando, and we also just have some pretty generous listeners from all over the place. So they will jump on that. That's awesome.
Please do. They would appreciate the support, and yeah, they do a lot of great work. So thank you for giving me the platform to put them out there.
Totally. Kenny, where else can folks hear you?
You can go hear me on my podcast, ID 4 Minutes at a Time, where we are covering the entirety of the Roland Emmerich masterpiece, Independence Day, 4 Minutes at a Time. And you can hear me also on Shame Watch Podcast, shamewatchpod.com. Unfortunately, we are bringing that podcast to a close.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it's just time. I believe we're putting out, I believe by the time this episode goes live, we have just put out our last episode. It's just time. And it's been so much fun to do that. And yeah.
It's been a great run.
It has. And also go find me on Twitter at the Kenny Madison. Yeah.
And on Letterboxd.
Yes. Also,
Sai.
The Kenny Madison. Yes.
Sai, you got anything to plug?
I have nothing to plug, but I do just once again want to say thank you, Sam, for joining. And Rachel, if you're listening, thank you for lending your husband out to us.
Yes.
Yeah. And Arlo.
She probably really enjoyed not having to listen to me for the last 90 minutes, to be honest. And I don't blame her. You know, the last year we've spent a lot of time together. So I think me having the chance to go talk nonsense about TV is like a welcome respite.
As always, thank you so much for listening to LassoCast. We really love you, every single one of you, even you. You can find us on Twitter at LassoCast. You can email us, LassoCast@gmail.com. We're produced by Saida Rhodes, edited by me, John. The music is by MG Sound. Please rate, review, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We're on a bunch of them. And take care. We'll be back in a couple weeks with a very special guest.